AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. A message purportedly from the Islamic State group's leader calls for all Muslims to fight on behalf of the group. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The voice claiming to be that of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi says Islam was never a religion of peace, but a religion of fighting, and that it's the duty of all Muslims to go to war. It was not immediately possible to verify if it's actually the voice of al-Baghdadi, who has appeared in public just once last summer.
The Secret Service has detained a man who was flying a small drone in a park outside the White House. A Secret Service spokesman says the man was asked to land the device, which was examined and declared safe. New England's quarterback is appealing the suspension he was given for Deflategate.
Patriots quarterback Tom Brady has appealed his four-game suspension for his alleged role in using deflated footballs during the AFC title game. The expected appeal was filed just ahead of a Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern deadline. The NFL announced the quarterback suspension on Monday and also fined the Patriots $1 million and took away two draft picks. Brady's appeal only deals with a suspension and must be heard within 10 days. League-appointed investigator Ted Wells found that Brady was, quote, at least generally aware of plans by two team employees to deflate balls. This is Jack Briggs.
Philadelphia's mayor isn't backing away from his criticism of the engineer of the Amtrak train that derailed Tuesday night, killing eight people. Mayor Michael Nutter says he doesn't think any common sense, rational person would think it was okay to travel at that level of speed. Investigators say the train was going 106 miles an hour before running off the rails along a sharp turn where the speed limit drops to 50. President Obama has been meeting with Arab leaders at Camp David and will hold a news conference shortly. This is AP Radio News. People in Nepal continue to reel after their second big earthquake in less than 3 weeks. AP correspondent Nirmala George reports that Nepal's prime minister admits his country has been overwhelmed.
He said this quake was something that the Nepalese government and people were just not prepared for. He said it is a big challenge and they're running short of tarpaulins, of tents, basic needs, food, medicines. But their first priority is housing.
U.S. stocks closed with solid gains on Wall Street, breaking a three-day slump. The Standard & Poor's 500 index closed at another all-time high, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average came within 36 points of its own record. Meanwhile, mortgage rates were up for the third straight week to their highest since mid-March, with the 30-year average fixed rate going up to 3.85%. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.